No, my therapist is going away on a week that I would normally see her for therapy, and she was like, are you like gonna be good? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm in like a really good place right now. And she goes, oh, I'm so glad. Like,
because go off.
Honestly, I am kind of hanging in there for that 2 week appointment.
Yes.
But like, I'm gonna be okay.
You are.
I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah.
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 Welcome, everybody, to your favorite Boston-based positivity podcast, This Bitch of an Earth.
Is very nice.
We say bitch in that sense that the share zone says bitch. Not derogatory, just kind of funny.
Just kind of funny. We're just having a good time.
Yeah, it's a good word.
And we're both girls, so it's fine.
Yeah.
We've been called bitches for years. We can make it through.
Yeah.
Oh. One of the moms at my work is such a bitch.
Oh my god.
And I wanted to let her know because she kept like leaving money in her daughter's pockets. And I don't know why, but her daughter kept trying to eat them.
Because the
kids are weird. The pockets, but okay, also, but the money in them. And I was like, that's just nasty. So I folded them into little hearts and I said, take this out of your daughter's pocket. And I put it in. And she was like, this is so creative. And I was like, no, I wanted to be mean. I'm trying to be mean to you. She did not think it was mean. I was very upset.
I have been sitting on the URL thelifecast.network for such a long time. And it is now this like beautiful landing page. Let me pull it up because I'm so happy about it. This isn't a freaking hooray because I have two more that like really got me going this week. It has like a preloader. First of all, so that when while the web page is loading, it'll give you like a little progress bar.
Cute.
And then it has the logo and it says shows, hosts, and contact. And it says, we make podcasts, we tell stories, we're relatively coherent. Cute. And it goes right into the hosts.
Yes.
Then our shows.
In your grump head.
My grump head, yeah. And then a contact page. And nice. I'm gonna plug this at the end of the show, but if you wanna advertise, I'm making everyone be open to ads. Because one, we need a natural break in our show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we just talk forever. Two, it like, someone has to pay for this hosting. And wait, like, I can. It's fine, but...
Guys, I don't have a computer with volume, so we can't remotely do this. So we spend about $10 on gas.
Per
show.
Per week. Record, yeah. Anyway.
If you want this to be weekly.
If you do want this to be weekly...
First of all, let us know.
Yeah.
Advertise and let us know.
I do have a weekly announcement, but that's one I'm going to save for the end.
Keep a hook, line.
You're going to have to go through a couple of choice days to get to the one that I'm setting up for you guys. Once every couple of weeks, we just do a big house cleaning, take out the garbage. Today happens to be trash day.
Yes, it does.
So, Julia... Did I go first last week? No, you went first last week.
Yeah, you go. Tell me your garbage bin.
My first garbage bin is, this is not like a big one, okay. Which is like, I've been coming in with some pretty hard hitting garbage bins.
This is a little bean boy.
It's like forcing myself to save money because I got a fucking fat tax refund.
Yeah.
I really did. It was like an amount of money I did not expect to get. And I had the most... adult sense of responsibility. I made it so hard to get to.
Oh my god.
And put the rest of my savings on top of it as my true emergency fund.
Yes.
So that's in like a passbook at a bank that I will not ever set online banking up to. Like,
you're so valid.
It feels really nice. I could have used that money for so many other things. Like, I need new clothes. I need...
Did you just put any of it in your, like, checking or savings?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Use a little something nice.
I had a couple of overdrafts that I needed to pay.
You're valid.
So, yeah, I have, like, a big savings account, but I also can't budget for my life, which I fixed today with my downtime at work.
I went to my bank, and I was like, is there any way you can make it where if I'm about to overdraft, you just close my account for the rest of the day until I'm, like, good. And they were like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
We'll just, like, freeze it. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
You'll do that for me? And they were like, we do it for everyone, Julia. Don't be a nitwit. And I was like, thank you.
Your bank left. Yeah. Sounds great.
They're great. I love them.
Okay. So here's the part where I have to be grateful for my fat ass tax refund.
This fuck fat pussy.
This is fat pussy. This Garfield, if you will.
Talk about that Garf.
Wow. That's 100% going on. Get that Garfield is my favorite phrase.
I'm going to make a t-shirt with that.
I want to make stickers. I would 100% put a sticker on my laptop about it. Okay. Anyway. Fuck the fact that I need to have an emergency fund for when shit hits the fan.
Eventually.
But thank my tax refund and my paycheck for finally teaching me, one, how to do budget, having a savings account, and having some monetary discipline for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
I invest now.
In what? Yourself.
In myself, but also, like, I opened up an IRA and I'm gonna fund it with part of my next paycheck.
Ooh. Like, I don't know what fucking that is. Wild. I work at a daycare, not a bank. I can tell you what a BM is.
I can send you the blog. Okay. I will plug it right now, actually. It's called bitchesgetriches.com. They are fantastic. And they are also New England based. I've learned a lot.
Nice.
Also, they, like, do career advice. They do, like, homeowner advice. They do, like, debt pay down stuff. Like, what investing is and why you should be doing it. It's a fantastic resource. And that will go in the thing that I'm going to talk about at the end of this episode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hold on. So, yeah. That was my first garbage bin, which is less of a garbage bin and more of, like, a thing in the recycling bin, I guess.
Yeah. Mine's kind of a recycling bin, too.
Okay. Lighthearted this week. Because God knows we need it.
True. So this is something I feel very passionately in. I love theater. I think I talked about that, like, every single episode ago.
Yeah.
But I love theater with my entire heart and more. And all throughout high school, I participated in the METG, Massachusetts Educational Theater Guild, drama festival, where 114 schools go up against each other and narrow it down to 14, I think.
Yeah, and they all do, like, plays.
They all do plays, and then there's a 3-day final session, which I never made it to, because we got robbed twice, and then two other times we weren't good. But I understand that everything's a little corrupt, and I just. When we went to this last school, I'm not going to name, I still go, me and my mom went, we spent the whole day in this town where they've been hosting for years, and maybe 10 years ago, they had exactly what the METG needed. This is an 80-year-old program, like, this is nothing new. But 10 years ago, they had the perfect board, they had the perfect sound system, they were ready to go. They have not updated since. And not only did they mess up 3 different shows' light cues when they were trying to add in blackouts so that, like, people could enter and exit the theater in between shows. They added house lights, which is, like, the lights above all the audience, into 3 of the shows. 3 of the shows, including Winthrop's. So, besides that, they also just, like, didn't have enough power to, like, power our giant stained glass flats that were all student designed, and no one got to appreciate any of the hits. And instead of turning off the psych when they made a mistake, they made it bright white so it didn't give the same effect at all. And it just, because of that school's outdated technology and the METG's unwillingness to let go of one school and ask another, like, host to host twice or, like, just find another host school, they just let that happen. Like, Winthrop High School deserved to move on above both shows. that like did move on, but they did not because it was not fair, because the lights and everything were such a big part of our show. Everything on that stage was student designed. It wasn't student directed, but every costume, every light, everything was student designed, and it was gorgeous. And that school, who was not prepared for what we were bringing to the table, is the sole reason why we did not move on. I firmly believe that.
I'm so, like, mad for you.
I was so angry. It was such a garbage moment. But screw you to that school, because you made my sister and my cousin so sad, and so many people that I care about who deserved put their work like on display, spent so much effort. One girl designed a huge stained glass display, painted the entire thing by herself, like color by number. I'm talking the smallest one was probably 10 feet tall by 6 feet wide. The smallest one. And then it went to like 12 feet, 14 feet. All by herself, designed and painted them. And then everyone else just like outlined everything in black. And I'll show you a picture later. But so screw you to that high school for not being prepared for what you signed up for, have signed up for years, and have had trouble with before. But thank you, METG, for knocking Winthrop High down a peg, because we won 2 years in a row. And honestly, I never won. And I was getting kind of pissy at people being like, oh yeah, well, did you ever win Drama Fest? I would be like, no, and it doesn't matter. And now I'm like, ha ha, you lost, Carolyn, you fool.
Oh my god.
You get to lose. So that was kind of nice.
I did not expect your story to end the way it did. I was literally hooked.
I'm still so angry still.
I used to do tech in, like, specifically lights tech.
Yeah.
In high school.
It's so important. Mad. It's so important. Lights are so important. That makes a show.
It does. And the fact that they brought up fucking house lights.
They put fucking house lights in the middle of the show. Random lights would be turned on everywhere. Like, they just... The school in question was not prepared. And then the tech director had to go back and be like, hey, all of those issues were my school's fault. And next year, the same two schools are going to move on because those are final schools.
Yeah.
And the same 14 schools, Winthrop broke barriers 2 years ago when they moved on to finals, because Winthrop never moved on to finals. And now they probably won't for another 10 years. I think they can bring it back next year, but if they don't, I think that they'll be caught again. And I love you, Winthrop High School, with my entire heart. But we don't have the name that everyone else does. And I knew we weren't going to move on because those lights went out. And I had hope because we were better. We were better. But we weren't going to move on. Whatever.
That really sucks.
It sucks so bad.
So bad.
I will give so many shout outs, but I do too many. I have to cut those out. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about your next garbage bin.
The next garbage bin. Is all my fucking appliances breaking?
No. No. That's so sad.
It's like actually kind of comical.
Because that's so tragic.
I mean, our dishwasher's been broken for like 8 years and we just haven't fixed it. It's an upgraded dish drying rack.
Nice. We love
water is cyberpunk. Collecting at the bottom. We need to shop vac it out, but we do not have one powerful enough yet. We are
drowning.
Stretching it thin. I got fed up. Because a couple months ago, literally December, our washer also broke. In the middle of my loads of laundry.
Of course.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it?
My mom somehow got mad at me for trying to use the washer when it was broken. But to me, it was fine. Because I, like, started it, the water filled up, and nothing happened after that. So I walked away. I was like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. I come back an hour later, my clothes are dry. There's, like, water pooling in the washer. I'm like, oh my God. No. So I try starting it again.
Yeah.
It's, like, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
The thing won't turn. And I come upstairs, and I'm like, the washer's broken. It won't. And my mom was like, did you try, like, X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, yeah. And And she was like, you didn't even put soap in there. And I did. I know how to wash clothes.
Oh my god.
So she, like, starts putting my soapy clothes in the dryer.
Oh. That's yeah. So sad.
So I rinsed them by hand in the kitchen sink after doing all of the dishes.
Fight them all. Fight everyone. I am all truly, the clothes, the dishwasher, the dryer, I am everything.
Truly, the dryer's fine. The dryer works good.
Okay.
It also did break two of my bras.
No! Why'd the bras go through that?
I was on the gentle cycle. I really, really thought it would work.
So guess tragic. Not.
But it means I get to buy, like, better ones because they honestly hurt to wear.
Yes.
So.
God bless you, washing machine.
Dryer. That was the only thing the dryer did. It works good for now. But we are getting a new washing machine Saturday. I will not tolerate it any longer because I have next to no clean clothes. And I am not making my hands go numb and washing it in the tub again.
My God.
It took 4, like, dry cycles to get all my clothes dry. Oh, fuck, God. Man. I'm really out here in the old times.
You should have gotten one of those turning machines.
I was considering it. I was like, it is 7 p.m. on a Sunday. No antique shop is open.
If just they were. Two rolling pins and then some money boards.
We only have one.
I could make one of those right now. Let's go. Home Depot's having a 30% off sale. Let's go.
So yeah, we're getting a washing machine because I was like, I can't, mom. She was like, okay, I can put like $300 towards it. And I was like, okay, I can do $400 as soon as I get paid. We were like manic for a solid 5 minutes. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
No, mom, I'm giving up your dream.
I had just spent 3 hours cleaning a tub.
Go on.
For reference. And, you know, that's just the way life works, I guess. So fuck all my appliances, I guess. Thank you, though, for teaching me patience.
Patience, youngling.
And ingenuity.
Ooh.
And also for stealing my determination. It has been tempered. In the fires of Iron Forge. So yeah, that's my other garbage bin.
I think I had another garbage bin, but I don't remember what it was. But I think my biggest one is I'm just really nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've had a lot of intrusive, like, depressive thoughts lately.
Yeah.
And, like, what really didn't help was, like, when I went to go get my friendship fill on Friday. Like, I was supposed to be playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, with us.
There was a huge fire in East Boston.
Yeah, the one time the blue line decides to be the worst.
Literally. There was a huge fire. It brought down an entire... It was one of the oldest places where, like, casket-making companies... And it brought down, like, a whole street, basically. That's where all the Orthodox ones were made with no nails. It was all, like, it was just horrendous. And it burned for, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I was at work outside for 3 hours, like, with a bunch of children watching the smoke go up. And thank God no one was injured. There was literally no injuries. The biggest issues was that, because it was the entire building, when you're building something out of wood and it's going to... live in the ground for a while, you do have to lacquer it up. So all those lacquers and chemicals just burned. And then all the blue line tracks were just on fire and burning all around them. It was just absolutely horrifying. And, like, I know no one did get, like, no one got hurt, but, like, those fumes burning into the air, like, definitely didn't do any good. And, like, being outside for 3 hours, like, even, I was a half mile away. Like, I literally saw all of the smoke. Like, I was trying to leave my house and couldn't because I saw the fire going on. I just have not been able to breathe for the past, like, 4 days. And I don't know if it's, like, all in my head, Or if it's like I cracked a window, or because I was outside while it was smoky, or because it was all blowing over. I live in a high part of town, like where all the wind blows to. Like, we are famous. We're the only lawns in Winthrop currently that have snow on them. We do not get sun. We get cold. We are just colder than everywhere else for no reason. So that made me nervous.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little asthmatic.
So.
My lungs shot. My mind shot.
No.
I had something else, but I forgot what I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
D&D still happened.
D&D still happened. Me and Dana had a great time. I was on my phone for an hour and a half, and my mom came up to get me three times, and I was like, nope, I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons. I was attempting to re-ink my new dice. That didn't go well. There's just gold all over them.
Oh,
but? I'm going to get better.
Yes.
I'm going to get better at it. I'm going to get the right tool. I'm going to get better. So thank you.
Thank you, Great Winthrop Fire.
Yeah, I know. Like, fuck you, East Boston Fire. Like, yeah. I wish you didn't happen, but thank you, Internet, for allowing me to still be connected to my friends on a day when I thought that I was going to be so sad and alone.
Yeah, that's why I was like, we can call Julia in. Like, me and Ash were both like, we need to call her in.
I was like, I'm so sad! I was at work until literally 6:45 because a little girl, like her, she lives with her nana.
Yeah, you can't leave until
I can't leave until they're all picked up. And she was on the blue line that got stuck because the rails were on fire. So she had to get off at airport, take a cab to Orient Heights. And then she had to walk across the street, like in front of the fire, around the train station to get to her car. To drive, and it took her like 20 minutes to drive through Winthrop.
God.
So, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to put a lid on it?
Let's put a lid on it. Let's toss that out.
Yeah, we took out our garbage. Let's take a quick break.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Adapt. That's a good. That's a you know really good place. You know,
you know what's a like a hooray, like a mini hooray.
What's a mini hooray?
There's an ABC mat in my room, and it goes A B C D A B C A B like D, and it goes A B C D, and it just keeps repeating. So it says dab over and over again.
Yes.
And I look at it, and I always go, huh. I just dabbed twice, y'all.
It's so weird. I'll send you a picture of it. So, what do we have to say friggin' hooray for this week, Julia?
My biggest friggin' hooray is that, for the past couple weeks, I've been going to New Hampshire, and I love skiing. I love being nice and chilly at the top of a mountain where I finally get cold. I wear my little jacket, wear my little my little sweatshirt underneath. I have a great time. I'm in my snow pants. I go really fast, and people go, ah, and I go, ha, ha, ha. But, like, over the past couple weeks, I've had the pleasure to, like, teach people how to ski. And, like, that combines two of my favorite things, which are teaching and skiing. And, like, I did find out that I've been skiing wrong for, like, my whole life. And that my dad just, like, taught me how to ski wrong. But, like, that's fine. And I was still able to, like, help people and talk them through it. And, like, I'm a really good hype man when I want to be.
Yes, you fucking are.
I know.
Yes, you fucking are. I'm such a good hype man. I feel like, just in D&D, you encourage me to do so much dumb shit.
It's you gotta just keep moving.
Good. Like, the little anecdote before Julia, like, really gets into the meat of her story.
Oh, no.
I am playing this, like, very goth, very emo, very, very moody.
Very you.
17, like, definitely me at an embarrassingly old age. Like,
blind
21. I was definitely like Sybil when I was older than her. They're questioning their gender. They are imbued with a angelic guide that they have forsaken. They are a tiefling. Rasputin is their dad. They have purple skin. skin. They have so many piercings, black hair, and they are an Azamar. Oh, they also can't see for shit. I was going to play her them as the most stoic, like, asshole. And then this 8 foot tall, beautiful orc walks onto the scene. And Sybil is in love. Like, legitimately.
That's me. I'm the orc. I also have purple skin. I am 8 feet tall.
So, like, even when you're not trying to do the hype, even when you're not trying, you're so good at it.
I just like making people happy. And I want to make sure everyone's making themselves happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a noble, like, desire.
I just...
Thank you. I don't know how to take compliments either. I don't do a great job at that. Okay, I do my message to myself.
Skiing.
Okay, skiing.
Tell me.
But so the first week I was teaching people how to ski was my best friend's cousins.
Yes.
And I love them both to death. They were not born. Tall people were not born to be skiers. They're defying the odds.
Tall people were not born.
tall people were not alive. They were never a thought for skiing. If anything, they were a thought for snowboarding. But, like, teaching these girls to, like, go down the hill and just... One girl was, like, losing a lot of confidence. Love her to death. She's one of the smartest, most amazing human beings I know. And she was, like, losing her confidence. And everyone was kind of helping her little sister because she was a little rougher. But she was, like, a lot more hyped. So I like, was following her down. And she was doing great. She was doing phenomenal. And no one was, like, hyping her up about that. So I literally was behind her and I was like, you're making those turns! You got this! Yes. And she was like moving down the mountain and I was like, yay! Positive reinforcement works! And her sister was going like straight down and I was like, you're doing an amazing job too! Yay! And it's like, the week after that, I taught a 6, an 8, and a 12-year-old. I think those were their ages. And I taught them all how to ski and they're all like, members of this family in Winthrop that, like, my mom's very close to and I'm pretty close to. And I taught them all how to ski. And those kids were so inspiring. Like, everyone you teach, you learn from. And, like, those kids, two of them, just never failed to get right back up. The third woman was having trouble. She was a little less confident. But those first two never stopped to write anything. They fell flat on their face and they'd be like, cool. And they got up. Even the third one... The second she fell, she would just start laughing. Because, like, that's what she needed to do to keep herself from crying. Like, all three of them would just get right back up, keep going. The third one was like, I don't know if I can do, like, the big hill. I don't think I can, like, handle it. She still went up. She still went up. And it was, like, the bigger, like, bunny hill. But, like, she still did it. Yeah. Like, she killed it. She crushed it. I was so proud of her. Hell, and, like, her two brothers, they just kept falling down. And they were like, let's go up again. Let's keep going. Let's just keep going. And I was like, you got this, buddies. Like, I will do this 1,000 times. I, like, skipped lunch to ski with them. Like, went on my own for, like, an hour and then came back. And I was like, let's keep moving. Keep it going, guys. Keep it hot. The week after that, I helped my best friend teach two of her friends. They were naturals. Absolute naturals. So good, so easy. And I just love giving people the confidence that they need. Like, reminding people of their little victories when they can't see them.
I'm snapping to that. Holy,
like,
shit.
It's so good. It's so refreshing when you see someone who's like, well, I fell on that turn. And it's like, yeah, you fell on that turn, but you were balanced the entire way down. Like, you stayed on your feet the whole way down, and when you fell on that turn, it was because you were still focused on going straight down a mountain. Like, that's not nothing. Like, you got it. You're on a big, big beginner slope. Like, this isn't an easy task. It's not comfortable. There's few things rewarding about skiing when you're starting out. And, like, I was just so proud of them. And it's just... Everyone should take pride in the little victories. And I think that's my friggin' hooray. Friggin' hooray for little victories.
Yeah, friggin' hooray for little victories.
In skiing. It's like flying, but you're on the ground. It's nice and safe.
I would like you to teach me to ski sometime.
Let's do it. Squad trips. Squad trip New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
We can't go this year for skiing because it's over. This is the last weekend.
Okay.
But next year. we'll figure it out.
Yeah. For sure.
If not, we'll at least
I'll just invite them to my wedding.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
If Dave, like, come on, dude.
Come on, Dave.
Like, we're basically married already.
Dave, you're literally already married.
Literally. Dave. Ugh, I'm gonna cut that out. What if he listens? No,
he probably does listen. He loves you.
He doesn't listen. He's like, I'm already listening to so many. I'm already listening to Neo Scum for you. And I was like, this one's mine. This one's me. Speaking of Dave and tall people, my friggin' hooray is when Dave doesn't have class, he will send me memes at work, and we will just get to like be weird with each other over text. And also, he sometimes lets me, when I am feeling especially bad and he's home and not doing a fuck ton of work, he will let me come over to his house and just yell during my lunch break. But we're not talking about the yelling today. We're talking about Dave sending me into fucking giggle fits at work. Like, I literally have to go downstairs and be like, and like shut myself in the bathroom in the dark to calm down from these giggle fits. Like,
you and Dave are just like my friggin' hooray every day. you and Dave and Ash and Amber, I'm just like, come on. I'm like, come on.
Like, just the fact that I can be just weird.
Yeah.
So fucking weird with another person. And the fact that he has also said, like, yeah, I am so weird with you because I can't do it at school. I can't do it with my parents. I'm like, oh my god, I can't do it at work. I can't do it with my family. Fucking. Is this it?
You're your lobsters. You're your olive baits. You found someone to eat your olives.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's, if you hate olives or if you hate celery, if you hate one food and they love that food, then they eat it, like, and you get a salad full of olives, they're your olive eater.
Aww, that's so
cute.
I
think that's from How I Met Your Mother, but I'm not completely sure. It's so cute. I love that concept.
But yeah, just, like, the fact that not only is Dave willing to listen to me bitch, honestly.
You're valid.
Valid. I happen to bitch the perfect amount for someone in my situation.
Someone in your situation from Boston.
From Boston. I just blew out my ear.
Oh my god. That one.
But he also makes me laugh when I am feeling like my worst. So just like friggin' hooray for Dave.
Friggin' hooray.
Friggin' hooray for Dave, who also fun little anecdote about this boy. I told him to surprise me for Valentine's Day. Everyone in the podcast space now gets to share this very intimate moment with me. Mm-hmm. He prepared like a 3-part dinner, not like 3-course, but like he did dinner and dessert. Dinner was potatoes fried in duck fat, salmon, and asparagus.
Oh my god.
And dinner was white chocolate fondue with funfetti cake.
That's so sweet.
He set up like a candlelit dinner for the two of us and like put on a fucking Yule log in the background. And then we were sitting together after dinner and dessert, and I was like, be honest with me. Were you planning to propose today? And he was like, no.
Oh my god.
That would make things so inconvenient for us both. And I was like, you're valid.
You are correct.
You are, yes. Yes. So of the two of us, he has more sense up in the brain.
Yeah.
He's also in business school. I do podcasts for a hobby, and I'm picking up not only Japanese rhythm games, but DJing, dice making.
I'm so excited to make some dice.
I'm so excited for me to make some dice, too. So, yeah, friggin' hooray for Dave, literally got it in one.
Literally.
Sinker.
All right. My Next, Frey and Hooray is something that's, like, really important to me. So I know you don't like superhero movies.
That's okay.
But I
will hear you out because I think if it's Captain Marvel, I'm also very excited.
I love it so much. It's so good. I saw it the other day.
I genuinely do want to go see it.
Like, could not contain myself because it was so good. And, like, okay, so besides the whole movie being absolutely beautiful, and I'll talk about that after, at the very end of it, I went to see it with my brother because we go see movies together all the time. He's my movie buddy. And, like, a lot of the times we have really differing thoughts on movies, and we'll, like, have, like, a discussion or an argument or a fight. But, like, we walked out of that movie, and he looked in my eyes, and he said, there were some parts of it I did not think were that funny, but I think it's because I've never been in the same situations as you. And so, like, I get why you were laughing. And I was like, whoa! That was the best thing you've ever said! I was like, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard! I literally, like, my jaw dropped. I was like, you're right. Like, you're so right. Like, immediately after that, we got into an argument about Scarlett Johansson. But, like...
Yeah, me too.
And that moment, I was like, you're not... Like, that was amazing. I was like, you maybe...
Like, you got it.
Like, you got it. Like, you hit it. You got it on the head. You're not a total neckbeard. Like, you got it.
Should we... When we clear iPad, should we take him to see Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Let's go. I want to see it again. I want to see it 100 more times. It was so good.
Honestly, I'll go Saturday.
Let's go.
You, me, and Pat, and Ash and Amber.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That'll be fun.
I fucking love that movie. It's so... It really did make me cry. And it wasn't... Here's the thing. It wasn't... No, it was a phenomenal...
Oh, I'll bring Dave, too.
It was a phenomenal... I'll probably bring my sister.
Wait, is he gonna be in New Hampshire?
Fuck! Fuck! It was, like, a really good superhero movie, but it was an even better women's movie. Like, it was such a... Where Wonder Woman failed by casting Gal Gadot, who's, like, an Israel supporter, which is, like... Like, if I'm Jewish and I know that's not right. Like, I'm, like, planning on doing, like, my birthright trip to Israel. And I still know that that's not right. But, like, also that takes money away from Israel. So, like, I don't care that much. But, like, it just... Wonder Woman was such a good first try. But DC makes bad movies. And it didn't make me feel... the same way. Captain Marvel didn't feel like they changed the game for superhero movies. Like, it felt...
Wait, Wonder Woman didn't feel like it changed the game? Or Captain Marvel changed the game?
So, instead of being like, we have to make a completely different cinema thing, it felt like it was in line. Like, it could have been a man or a woman. Like, it felt like...
Fuck, yes.
Like, they were like, they wrote a script and they were like, okay, now we're just gonna choose a woman. It didn't feel like there was no period jokes. That was the biggest thing that I walked out of there with. There was not a single solitary period joke.
Were there any in Wonder Woman?
No. I don't think so.
I didn't see it. Because...
It's just not a memorable movie. I've seen it 3 times. Wonder Woman, I saw it twice in theaters and once in this household. And I don't remember most of it. Because it just wasn't a good movie. Because DC does not make good movies. They are very stoic. They are very boring. I understand that there's other opinions out there. If you want to email me, please don't. I really don't care about DC Comics that much, except for Nightwing.
You're valid.
I am valid. God, I'm so valid. That's such a good answer from me. I high-five myself. But this movie made me feel seen. This movie made me feel like they looked at what women wanted, and they were like, okay. Yeah. Her suit didn't show off her boobs.
I've been seeing pictures of the suit and I'm like, yes.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, utilitarian style.
Literally. Brie Larson killed it. There's a girl who I feel like is definitely going to become Miss Marvel, who, if anyone knows, in the book, her newest one is Muslim. But she, I don't know that much about her, actually. I used to know a lot. But she starts out as Muslim, and she has, like, all these superpowers, and she's really super cool. And there's this one girl who I think they're going to make into either, like, a Miss Marvel Power Girl-esque figure. And I am so excited, because she's a little black girl. And if there was a little black superhero girl out there, that would just make me feel so excited. Because, first of all, for, like, even for, like, little white girls are going to identify because it's a little girl.
Right.
But that's so important.
Yeah.
To, like, people of color. Like, I just...
Yeah.
There's these girls at my daycare who just have no, like... Well, one of them has a lot of self-confidence, but two of them just have, like, zero self-confidence. Because they have no representation. And we bought this book, I did to a scientist, and one of them, like, begged to take it home. Because the point of it is that it's a little black girl who's a scientist, and she was like, I'm going to be a scientist. And, like, watching that representation, like, hit on the head. Same with Spider-Verse. Like, so many yes. videos of kids being like, maybe I'm Spider-Man. Like, that made me so happy to watch, like, to yeah. witness.
I think, like, being an auxiliary for, like, other people getting their representation and, like, having yes, their spotlight yes, is so encouraging, and it makes me feel so happy for them.
You took the words I was thinking and put them into a better way! That was so good! Oh, my God. But, like, yeah. Oh, representation is just so important, and I finally feel like we got a little bit more. For women, and I know that it was just a white woman, but, like, I know it was, like, it was still a white woman with a black best friend, which is, like, it could have been a black woman, it could have been an Asian woman. Like, oh, one of the villains
yes.
was actually, she was written as just woman. Like, that was her character. Her character was not written as Asian woman, black woman, this one. Her character was written women, and they just hired an Asian actor, which is just... Shouldn't be as groundbreaking as it is. It should not be as groundbreaking
as it is. We live in a hell world.
Yeah, but the actress was like, nothing has felt better than when they didn't try and put her, like, in a geisha costume.
Yeah.
Like, she was so excited, and that made me so excited. That movie is so good.
Yeah, like, oh. I really love seeing people find their representation and also, like, become exactly who...
Yeah.
They want to be. It's so empowering.
Like, I'm so happy.
Even though that representation isn't for me, yeah. I'm like, damn, is this what I should be feeling all the time?
Yeah.
Like, and, like I'm just like, yes, fucking own it.
Like,
that's yours.
Like,
I have my stuff.
It's so good.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I, as a white woman, have Captain Marvel. I have Power Girl. I have Wonder Woman. I have all these people to look up to. But, like, this was the first one that, like, I think could branch out to become a more, like a powerhouse of representation. Like, could become, has the possibility. This,
it gets me so between jazzed. This
and Black Panther, like, I do think that representation in the Marvel Universe is coming back bigger, better, stronger, faster. Like, I'm so excited.
Yay! We have good friggin' hoorays this week.
That was a good friggin' hooray. Your friggin' hooray. I want to hear yours.
My friggin' hooray is my public fucking library.
Yes!
Let me tell you guys. One, I might be doing a master's degree in library science now. Two, it is because I idolized a probably queer woman when I was young at my own library in fucking Country Bumpkin, Massachusetts. Like, I didn't know those were options available to me. So thank you to my one librarian that I saw all the time when I was like six. You unknowingly set me down my bisexual path, and I'm eternally grateful to you because it's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into that tangent. I was gonna be like, I should not have to prove my sexual history because I've only slept with a man.
True.
But I'm gonna cut that part out. But I'm gonna fucking champion libraries until the day I die. Because not only did I check out two books, one of which I am 2/3 of the way through, starting from last night.
Oh my God.
But I was able to check, like, put one on hold. I can check out one of those, like, little instant cameras that does the cute little films, and cute. I put that on hold. I put another, like, financial advice for millennials book on hold. Like, my fucking library, guys. I was walking through the aisles, and I, like, just for shits and giggles, when I was young, they had one, like, panel of manga. I went, and they had, like, three shelves.
Oh my God.
The difference literally 10 years makes. I literally almost checked out all of the third volume of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I almost checked out all of D. Greyman, and I would have read them all last night. My library is great. That is, like, and send tweet.
And so important.
I checked out books on my Kindle. Ooh. For free.
Like, instantly?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
my library hates me, and I'm apparently allowed now to get a library card, but I was not for approximately 10 years. But I still, this one girl in fifth grade, so she came here, she was here just for fifth grade, she left in the middle of sixth grade. She was very, we were very good friends, her mother was delightful.
Yes.
Even though her name did translate to sadness, she was a delight. She always had clay for us to play with, I loved it. And it was just awesome, because we would hang out all the time, and one day we went to the library, and we were like, we're gonna cook, we're gonna do some baking. And we took out two books, one on how to make, like, fancy finger sandwiches, and another one about baking.
Okay.
Then we went to her house. Then we went to my house, and we did not cook anything. And then she took the books to her house and then moved.
So she never brought them back?
She never brought them back. I have not heard from her since. And apparently I just found out my mom paid for those books. And I still is not allowed to get a library card, so I'll figure that out.
I'm just scrolling through this app I use to check out library books. I can check out audiobooks. It's called Libby.
Libby.
I can check out audiobooks. I can check out books. I can put books on hold.
I love to check out audiobooks. I've started listening to Percy Jackson on audiobook because I'm gay. And I just love him so much.
Oh, you too? My mom, like, absolutely championed the Percy Jackson books, and then started reading the Heroes of Olympus, and then read the, like, A to Z Clue series that Rick Riordan was part of.
Oh my god.
And I still don't think she understands what a gay person is.
She'll learn one of these days.
She'll learn. She understands what a gay person is. She just wonders what a bisexual person is. Ooh, Cowboy Take Me Away. Spotlight and Libby here. Hold on. Cowboy, take me away, yes, sir.
Oh my god.
I need to stop. But yeah, go to your library. Go take up space there.
Yeah.
It's such a calming place.
It's free.
It's literally free.
It's free.
You pay for it with your tax dollars, but yeah. It's free.
And you're already paying for your, like you're already paying your taxes.
Yeah.
You might as well use,
I mean, unless you're going to jail for tax evasion. True. You're already paying your taxes.
Like, all of Hollywood, except probably Paul Rudd. I trust him.
I trust him with my heart. I would trust him with my hum.
Your hum?
I was going to say my mom, and then I was going to say my heart, and then I realized I already said my heart. So I had to change it, and it didn't work.
But yeah, thank you to my library for reigniting my, one, faith in books. Two, just, like, faith in my town, honestly. Because I am, like, from a suburb of a suburb.
A suburb of a suburb of a suburb.
Yeah. Like, Boston, right?
Yeah.
Lowell.
Yeah.
Suburb of Boston.
Yeah.
Now recording.
Okay.
So
tell me about your controller.
My
Deanna.
Controller.
Tell
so
me about that controller.
I've Deanna. Known about Sound Vault-X for probably literally 8 years now.
Oh god.
It's
longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, wild. It's longer than I've been, like, sentient. Basically, I saw a video on Tumblr of, I think, Noob playing a Japanese Sound Vault-X player playing Bad Apple by Namco, and it was like the most mind-blowing shit at the time. So I was like, I want to play this game. I look around, only available in Japan, so I was like, fuck, okay. I am never playing this game. Fast forward about 6 years. Actually, 4 years. 2 years. It was my first year, second year, third. Okay, so somewhere in the middle here between finding out about it and getting to play it and ordering my controller, because that all happened with, like, within a year or two.
Oh my god.
I rediscover it due to a influencer and former Polygon employee who will not be named, because I'm like, oh damn, they got this controller. It's attainable for me. I can play it.
Oh my god.
And so I was like, okay, like, I picked out a controller, I picked out, like, a more affordable one, and I was like, I'm just gonna wait for that to go on sale for a while. In the three times it does, and I'm following it, it doesn't, so I'm just like, fuck it, I'll I'll get like the $250 one after shipping. I'm so glad I did, because now I don't have to drive an hour to round one, where I did drive to play it for the first time last summer with my dad, of all people.
Oh my god.
So I drove down, played it, went back with you guys, went back like a second time with my dad, and then like went with Dave. So I've played it a bunch, but you know what, I don't want to drive an hour. Yeah. Gas is expensive.
You deserve that treat yourself.
I deserve that treat myself, especially after I socked away $1,000 in my savings account from my tax return. So, just thank you, SoundVoltex, for existing. And I'm so glad I finally, when it comes in, am going to be able to play it at home.
Nice. See, my controller.
Yeah.
I haven't actually picked out the design yet, but I'm obsessed with my Nintendo Switch. And I will always be, because it is my favorite console that's ever been invented. Like, beating the DS, beating the DSi, beating the DSi Lite, beating the DS Lite, beating the 2DS with the Pikachu face. Like, I love handheld gaming. I love handheld gaming so much. But there's some things that you get from using a pro controller to play any game. Any game. And I have this one pro controller that is my child. And it's painted by this one guy. And his name is Captain Alex. And I love him. And he painted it. And it looks like a GameCube controller. And it's GameCube purple. And its handles are gray. And it has the buttons. And it's so good. And then he started a Kickstarter. And this Kickstarter, I shit you not, is like the greatest thing. I love Kickstarters. I'm obsessed. Ash got me obsessed with Kickstarters.
Yeah, same.
But he started one. I was already obsessed with him. And he's trying to make a custom pro controller for every single character in Smash Ultimate, including some like guest characters like Waluigi and like all those guys that people just want to be in the game.
That is fantastic.
He's making like a book out of all of them. It's like an art exhibition. And he's selling all of them for like $55, $60. Like, if you were an early bird, you got yours for $55. I got mine for $65.
That is still incredibly inexpensive for a customized controller.
That was $5 from a regular pro controller.
Yeah.
Like, those are like $70 in general, like cordless. And it's going to be custom to whatever character I want after he makes all the designs. So I can just...
You can pick.
Pick which one is pretty. Yes. And I'm just so excited because it got funded so quickly that now with it, I'm getting not only my custom pro controller, but I'm also, I got an email in the middle of this conversation telling me about another thing that I'm getting from supporting this one man who I just absolutely adore. I'm getting, let's see, I'm getting a Smash Bros. Pop socket.
Sick.
I'm getting a little Nintendo pro controller pin.
Rad as hell, actually.
Rad as fucking hell.
And you're getting your controller.
I'm getting my controller.
Well, duh.
I'm getting replacement joysticks in case mine ever break. I'm getting grip caps for my joysticks. I'm getting a pin. I'm getting a carrying case for my pro controller. Custom made carrying case. I'm getting a pop socket. If five more people buy into this, that has been live. This has been live for 5 days, and he's already gone 400% over his goal. He expected to make $10,000. He's at $40,000. If literally, like, I think it's actually 20 people. If 20 more people do this, I'll get a game card carrying case.
I wish like, I could. I genuinely can't afford it right now.
You're valid. Like, it's awesome. Like, at this point, it's whatever character you want for $85.
That's pricey.
But it's pricey. But, like, the fact that because I stand him, so I have his notifications on. And I was like, oh, early bird special, let's go. And now it's like this huge thing, and he's like not saving any money for himself. He just gives it right back because he's just a great guy. And honestly, shout out to Captain Alex. I love you. Thank you for being my friggin' hooray. Like, you just make me so happy, and you're so just devoted to your art. And you just do it so well. And like, he makes being utterly obsessed with video games feel okay. Like, you know when you feel like a little bit ashamed? Like, people are like, oh, what do you like to do? Oh, I get...
No, I do. I feel very ashamed. It's a very recent thing that I'm like, yeah, it's just whatever, dude. Like, okay.
I have to hit the part where I'm like, whatever, because people will be like, oh, you like video games? And I'm like, yeah, but not that much. It's not like I have, like,
250 hours in Stardew Valley and like 300 in Breath of the Wild and like God knows how many in every single Animal Crossing game because I was up until 2 a.m. playing Happy Home Designer last night.
So fucking valid.
I don't know. It's people like him and like Polygon that like make me be like, yeah, I love video games.
Yeah.
Like they're a work of art. Like I literally, they are, some of them are just so gorgeous. And like this guy just, he saw the beauty in that and created his own beauty from it.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love it.
Shout out to controllers.
shout out to controllers. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So I guess this has been another episode of This Bitch of an Earth. This is episode number 10?
Double digits.
Double digits. How do you feel now that you're 10?
I mean, I'm only 8 years old. But so I'm sure it'll be great.
Okay. So yeah, I just have a couple of announcements. You can find everything that the Lifecast does at thelifecast.network or thelifecast.net. Lifecast.net is where you can subscribe to all of our podcasts and find all of our other links. You can follow Julia at
J4 Fusion, and you can follow Deanna at
Nurt, K-N-U-R-T-T.
On everything.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we're going to be starting up a little newsletter for This Bitch of an Earth. I think the one that's going to go out most recently, so right after this episode comes out, it's going to come out on, I think, Tuesdays every week.
Okay.
And on weeks we do have an episode, we'll like recap, and on weeks we don't, we'll just, I don't know, we'll find like a little something.
Yeah.
Or if like we didn't get to something in an episode but we want to put it in anyway, so we'll kind of share between them,
like alternate.
Yeah. And then if you guys want to send us stuff, then you can, we'll do it on the podcast, our collective hoorays.
Yeah.
And we'll also put it in the newsletter if we get it and it's in between an episode. So you can subscribe to that at tinyletter.com/TBOAE podcast. And then we'll also tweet the link in a couple of days after this comes out. And we'll pin it on our profile.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Tiny Letter because I've wanted to have like an email newsletter go around for a while. But I just don't, like I wanted to start a zine for a long time too. I just don't know what to do it on. So I think this is it.
Yeah,
we got this.
Well, we'll be delighted to see you guys in another 2 weeks, and remember to suck less,
fuck more,
howl at the moon,
dress in black,
and worship wholeheartedly.
I may look like shit now, but I'm going back to the gym in April. It's too cold so far this year, bitch. God, that's me. You think I give a shit what you think? I do, bitch, and I'm trying to improve. Constructive criticism rocks.